Notes from Green Elsh, number 183. Take root. The coronavirus pandemic has been damaging and unsettling for multitudes of people. People's physical, mental, emotional, and social health has suffered. Their livelihoods and the economy has been threatened. Relationships have been strained and communities divided. People want to return to, quote, normal. But when and how that could happen remains a mystery. The future shrouds itself in uncertainty, adding to people's anxiety and unrest. Fortunately, this pandemic will pass. Many parts of the world have already gained victory over treating and achieving herd immunity to the virus. But what happens when the next crisis hits? Whether it be war, genocide, lawlessness, natural disaster, governmental oppression, or personal tragedy. How do you weather the storms of adversity? Do you rely on your own abilities, achievements, ingenuity, resources, or connections to return to normal? A better and guaranteed way to not only survive, but prosper during the storms of life is to take root in God. The Apostle Peter wrote to believers who were persecuted for their faith and suffering in many of the ways I just described. The source of this suffering was from other people, circumstances, and the devil. Peter gives several practical commands which you can benefit from. I'll share the passage from the Bible and then expound on a few of his points. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. I'll highlight five things that Peter commands. First, humble yourself. That means to follow the leadership of God. Surrender your will, your way, and your wants to him. When you do, God will exalt you. Second, cast your anxieties on God, and God will care for you. Also, realize you're not alone in your suffering. Third, vigilantly watch out for the devil. Resist him by faith, and you will experience victory. Fourth, endure transient suffering, and you will experience God's grace and strength to withstand it. In addition, God will restore you, transform you into the likeness of Jesus, and completely establish your roots so nothing shakes you. And fifth, remember your calling in Jesus to love God and love others. And God will reveal more of his glorious plan for you now and forever. As you can see, the key is to trust and obey God by taking root in him instead of relying on yourself. Jesus taught his followers, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Notice the branch does not survive or bear fruit on its own. Instead, it draws all that it needs, its very life, from actively resting in the vine. Similarly, the psalmist wrote of the person who delights in God and his word. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. The prophet Jeremiah put it this way: cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Are you worried or unsettled by your present circumstances, trials, or relationships? Are the storms of life uprooting you? With God's help, you can stand steadfast. You can experience divine grace, strength, wisdom, security, hope, and peace. Sink your roots deep into God and his everlasting abundant life for you by trusting and obeying Jesus.